This is a special work for you, isn't it, in your career?
Yes, it's a very special role. I mean, I've sang it now for 10 years, actually. I sang my first Salome in Cologne 2004. And it was a role that I would never have thought of that I would be able to sing, actually. And now, but I felt immediately when I started rehearsing the role and learning it, I felt, yes, this is mine.
What do you think made it so compelling?
Well, it suits my voice. Strauss really knew how to compose for the soprano voice. But of course, I mean, what I always think is crazy is the big orchestra. It's a huge, huge orchestra. And my voice is not that dramatic. I'm a lyric dramatic soprano, so I always need a very good conductor to also keep the orchestra down that they don't play. I mean, it's over 100 people sitting in the pit. And I have just two vocal cords that I have to use or can use.
What is it like performing it like this, where the orchestra is on the stage and you are above the orchestra?
It's a very great experience because you hear the orchestra in a different way. You hear sounds that you have never heard before because sometimes these, like brass players and some of the instruments, are so at the back in the pit, so you are not able to see them or to hear them. And now you have the whole orchestra just in front of you. So it's really something very special.
What is it like from an acting point of view?
Sometimes when you are on stage, you have a lot of decoration or you have a whole, like a whole set around you. Here, it's very open and the stage is very narrow. It's small and that's where everything is happening. So it's a very special kind of situation because the hall is huge, but the acoustics are really great. I'm very happy and grateful that I'm able to experience this, but I'm also very happy that I've sang the role many times before, so I am musically very secure. And because of this short rehearsal period and these kind of special circumstances, you need very much experience with this whole role. We are doing a staging, we are wearing costumes, we are wearing wigs, we are really performing like in a normal opera house. So it's very tense, but you have to have the same tension always, and you have to try to bring this piece out to the audience, that they get moved and that they feel with you and feel the music and what is happening on stage. It's such a dramatic piece where every note is wonderful.
I guess the music helps you inhabit the character in any space. One scene which I thought might be different is the Dance of the Seven Veils.
Yes, I mean, it's not so much space, so we just had to like, I mean, I only had like one day of rehearsal or 2 days with our choreographer, and we just had to like fix it that it would suit this, and I didn't want to have to run around too much because I have to sing this last scene also at the end. I mean, because I've sang it so much, so I know about how much I can do before, that I still have strength at the end. I mean, I'm not a dancer. I've just tried to feel the music, and I'm trying to feel I'm a young girl who is getting moved along with this music, and that's what I want to bring out to the audience also in this dance. I'm telling a story. That's the main thing.
Could you talk a little bit about the character? Because she seems to be a mixture of innocence and power and sexual, and yet still a girl, as you say.
Yeah, I mean, she's a very complex character. She's a young girl who is at the edge of becoming a woman. She's a teenager who doesn't really know yet where is her place in this world and in this castle or in this community. And it's a very difficult situation. Her mother is a very strong woman who is doing also cruel things, and this teenage mother-daughter thing is, of course, very interesting. And she has a stepfather who is not behaving like a father should do. And this makes her time in this place very difficult. But she's also used to that she gets almost everything that she picks on or wants. And finally, there is a person who is somebody different, and she feels attracted to him because he is able to say what he thinks and people are afraid of him, And because of these kind of things, that he is something from a totally different world and makes her very attracted to him. And she feels this is something that she also wants to experience. And that's the most awful thing, what happens to her when she gets neglected. And he is like really mean to her. And that, I think, makes her also become what she becomes at the end. I mean, really a crazy, crazy. She really asks for something really horrible. But I think also she knows also that she does something probably very awful. And she's, I think at the end, I always feel that she has given everything and she has taken everything. And now she's also ready to just die for it herself.
She's fighting madness. It's horrifying and terrifying, but also very sad.
It is very sad. I mean, the music is so beautiful, but then you get just ripped away from this beauty into the cruel reality. And that's the great thing about this story and about how Strauss composed it.
It must be emotionally draining to sing this.
It is. I mean, I'm always looking forward to every performance, but also afterwards, I give everything, and I also feel that I've given everything after each performance.